This meeting is now called to order. Pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have a quorum. First on the agenda is approval of minutes from the October 16th meeting. I move to approve. Do we have a second?
I second.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Brings us to board reports. First up, clerk's report. That's me. As many of the citizens of Mulberry Road requested at the last meeting, we did contact the zoning board and commissioner regarding the rezoning of land at the end of Mulberry near 150th Street, and that has been effectively shut down by the county. So that is all
so
I have.
So far, that's the way it looks. It's not going to happen.
That's it for me. Treasurer's report.
Okay, we started the month with $216,789.99, earned $780.26 interest, $29,446.25 cleared the bank. We had two deposits with the, which were $46,285.24. And the register, the statement ending balance was $234,409.24. Approved vouchers. You've already looked them over.
Okay.
So you vote to approve them.
All right. I move we vote to approve the vouchers. Do I have a second?
I second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Steve, no report from you?
I don't really have anything to report. The phone calls are kind of slowing down, so everything's looking good out there.
Okay. Randy?
Well, we pulled trees on metal art, getting ready for our sky trim. Then he started. Worked on backhoe, put tires on PT1 and got it aligned. Passed all the asphalt holes. And we're pulling trees on 160th, and we did 5 and 6. We've worked 504 gallon of red, 118 of green, 3.5 tons of asphalt. Worked on the backhoe, PT1, PT2, and I graded 120th 6 and 5, 130th first. 146, 5 and 4 twice, 160th, 6, 5 and 4, 170th, 6, 5, 4 and 3, and then 4 again, 180th, 6 and 4, and 4 again, metal art, 5, Indianola, 6, 5, 4, 3 and 2, and then 6, 5 and 4 again, and Tewakanee, 3 and 4, and I did Santa Fe Edition and Remington Edition. The rest of them look fairly pretty good. And that's it.
My room.
Oh, well, I missed it.
Yeah.
And I graded her room too.
All right. First up on board discussion, this is not on the agenda, but we'll be hearing from Auditor Chad Andra.
Did the annual audit for the township, and I passed out a copy, and we'll just go over the audits and we have some recommendations. The auditor's report is 3 pages there at the front, and the first part basically says that the adverse opinion basically says the township doesn't follow generally accepted accounting principles. And that's not a problem, because what the township is following is the Kansas regulatory basis of accounting. And over 90% of municipalities in Kansas follow the regulatory basis, and they opt out of the generally accepted accounting basis. So that is pretty standard. What was not standard was the disclaimer of opinion. Basically, we weren't able to actually issue a clean audit opinion for the second year in a row. And so that's basically this disclaimer of opinion paragraph says we do not express an opinion stating whether these are actually following the regulatory basis. If we look at page two, the reason why we did the disclaimer of opinion was basically we were unable to obtain sufficient evidence, mainly due to the part of the year that Chris Kilpatrick was involved with. And, you know, he was the overseer for basically half. This audit report is covering the calendar year of 2022. So he was the overseer for half the year and on the board for the entire year. And since only one board member remains that was involved with 2022, the majority of the board is not able to sign the management representation letter. And so due to that, we're not able to really give a clean audit opinion. And this is basically page three, also mentioned that we had a disclaimer of opinion for the 2021 report, mainly due to Chris. The page four, though, it actually shows the financial statement, and what we're showing versus what's been reported on the balances. The overall balance, I think, is very close to what's being reported on the budget, but we have some discrepancies as to the balance in the road fund and special equipment fund and general fund as to how much is in each one of those funds. I don't think there's a discrepancy in the overall three funds combined. It's mainly just we never did back in 2020, it was never really documented that those funds, like the special equipment fund, it never was documented that that was used up, even though we believe it is used up. And then the road fund should not have a negative balance in it, so some money needs to be transferred, basically just on the books, basically showing that the road fund is not negative. Because whenever there's a negative, like if the road fund is negative, that actually violates a Kansas statute. And so we don't want it to be negative. And it's been negative now for a couple years in a row. And Scott worked on this audit with me, and I was going to see what you thought, Scott, about the best way for them to document and fix those two funds.
Well, the transfers have to be recorded in the minutes for them to be authorized appropriately. So my recommendation would be to, you know, one of you would have to make a motion that it have to be approved to transfer the $50,000 of the special equipment fund to the road fund, and then you would also need to move, you know, have another motion to move money from the general fund to the road fund to get that back to a positive number, and then you know, going forward, just make sure that, you know, each of those funds are balanced correctly, that they're not going negative. And if you do need more money in one fund, then, you know, that's just simply done for a transfer.
What about if, like, if I go back into 2020 and I find where she had put the special equipment, if they had used it? Because when I came into this, it was never there.
I think at this point, because this stems back to
way before
any
all
of
us.
You, I think at this point we need to just. Because QuickBooks wasn't really set up to keep track of each fund. And I helped Carol recently get it set up better to keep track of the balance of each fund. books kept track of the grand total of all three funds combined. It just didn't do a good job of keeping track of each fund separately. But we set up a new thing in QuickBooks, a new class for each fund that should, for 24, it should keep track of it. But since this has been kind of an ongoing problem for a couple of years, I think probably the board just needs to fix it by just stating that you're
Transfer it out of the FEMA money?
Yeah, that you're gonna just transfer, get, you know, clear out the special equipment fund, the 50,000, you could transfer it to the road fund, and then transfer some money from the general fund to keep the road fund from being negative. And then you won't be violating that statute anymore. And it's not a,
Now, if I do this, though, the end of the year budget?
It's gonna be off.
It's
gonna look weird, but it's gonna have to fix, I mean, it's, the last few years have been off anyway, so I think we just need to get it fixed in before the end of this year, and then 24 will...
If I can't get it fixed, can I drive down to your place and have you guys help me?
Well, I mean, if you need me to help you fix it in QuickBooks, we could
That's what I mean.
But I think to either tonight, or if you don't want to do it tonight, the next board meeting, I would do it before the end of the year, is to make motions and document it that you're wanting to transfer, like, 50,000 from special equipment fund to road fund, and then maybe transfer, you know, 25,000 or something from general to the road, just so it doesn't have a negative.
The only problem with that is we're showing zero in special equipment fund now. Still just transfer it anyway?
You,
I mean,
you,
it,
you
because
need to clear
the,
this
the thing that I have to hand in at the end of the year to the state.
Well, if on the state one, you've already showed it transferred.
Yeah, it just shows it has 30 cents.
Yeah, so you could just zero it out. But on, but we need to document for the books and for QuickBooks that we need to make those transfers. The state, though, you've already showed the transfer, so I don't think you necessarily need to show it again on the state. I think you just need to get it transferred on the minutes and then show it in QuickBooks so it matches the state, because your books
So if we just push that 50,000 into the road fund right now, that shows us negative 23,
right?
So we can fix that 23 with the general.
Right, you could move over 23 or 24,000.
Okay.
I mean, you might want to make it a positive number, so move over.
Is this something we can fix tonight, though, and vote on?
Well, we can vote on it tonight. Yeah. We're going to need to vote on it because...
Right.
The other thing you'll have to make sure of, though, is that... So, I mean, these are 2022 financials, so you need to make sure you transfer enough to make, you know, the...
To make 23 be okay.
Right, make sure 23 isn't negative as well.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Yeah.
We don't know what the balance in your road fund is right now.
So if it's currently positive and it didn't get overspent, then you really don't need to do anything.
We haven't overspent yet.
So we have this. Yeah, I mean, I don't know with... we'd have to see where it's at in QuickBooks on the road fund.
Okay.
You know, if you... Where that current balance is.
So do you want to look into that and wait till next month, or just vote?
No, we need to vote on the 50. At least 50,000.
Or maybe do the 50 and then maybe
just document. Yes, and then I can play with the rest.
And then just maybe approve her to transfer enough from the general so the road fund's not negative once she determines what the amount is.
And this will clean the Chris Kirkpatrick thing up.
Yeah, basically is what we're wanting to do.
Okay. Then I vote that we transfer 50,000 out of the special equipment fund into the road fund.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
And then do you want to do another motion to just allow Carol to have the authority to transfer enough from the general fund so the road fund is not negative at the end of this year?
Mm-hmm. So moved. Second.
Yeah. Yeah, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Is that on? And then the rest of the report, there's the notes that explains more information about the financial statements and how they're prepared on a regulatory basis. Let's see if there's, it just mentions on page 8 that the amount in the bank is covered by FDIC insurance. Page 9 shows the greater lease and the payout on it over the next few years. And then we look at page 11, it just mentions the compliance with the Kansas statute and what they did should clear that up then for 23 with that negative fund. And then the back part, page 12, just shows the budget. And then page 13 shows the detail in the general fund of the income and expenses compared to the prior year. Page 14 shows the detail of the road fund, and page 15 shows the detail of that special equipment fund. And then we had a, this letter just goes to the board, but it just mentions, kind of sums up our findings. And so the letter to the board, basically the difficulty that we encountered was getting all the you know, stuff from when Chris was overseer, getting that audited. We weren't able to get all of that audited. But some of the recommendations there on the second page would be, you know, really it's a good idea to a municipality, they have to have some attorney on hand if you ever have any legal questions. Also to try to keep segregation of duties as much as possible. With a small organization, it's hard, but trying to segregate duties and having better internal control. Like the debit card transactions, there was still, and that's something we can look at in if you're needing help on the QuickBooks. It's mainly though just putting in the vendor name who it is that's actually being paid.
And that goes under category usually.
Yeah, and it would be best to have it under the vendor name if at all possible to keep track of it. But I know you have, there's some, you know, some of the memos, most of it was pretty vague when Chris was here. I think it's getting a lot better though. And then the fund accounting, we set up those classes. The other thing you can set up in QuickBooks is your budget, to keep track of the budget versus the actual.
We have that in our OneDrive.
Okay, but you can actually have it in QuickBooks so the financial statements can compare what you're spending with what your budget is on the reports, if you want.
Oh yeah, I would like for you to show me that.
Not required, but I think it'd be helpful.
Yeah.
So that was our recommendations. And the other thing then I would need would be if you guys want to accept my report or make a motion and accept it, then I will send I'm required then to send a copy to the state of Kansas. I will send that to them, and then you have that filing fee that you have to pay the state. But I first, before I can send it to the state, I would need you guys to do a motion to approve me, that you're accepting the audit report and approving me to send it to the state.
Okay. I make a motion to approve Chad Andre's budget or audit report.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
So I will send it to the state in the morning, and then you'll just need to send that form with that filing fee.
I might need to probably send that. Is that, we usually pay at these things, but I can, do I need to send that probably now?
I would recommend sending it tomorrow when I send it.
Okay.
Yeah, otherwise they'll be asking for it.
Okay.
And you can pay with credit card if you want.
Under our state? Because I have I pay our monthly Kansas unemployment or whatever.
It's not related to payroll. This is just a fee that the state charges.
But it's under Kansas revenue.
It's Kansas Division of Accounts and Reports, I believe. Or it might be Kansas Municipal Services.
And
Yeah.
Okay.
Office of Accounts and Reports.
I'll see if it's the same one, because if it is, I can pay online.
From the year before. Yeah, I think it was paid online, or, well, you have to send them this form with the payment.
Oh, okay, then I'll just.
So you can't do it online, so you can fill this form out.
I can do it with my debit card.
And you can either mail it or fax it to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have a fax machine. I don't have a home phone.
Yeah, you could put it in the mail to them if you want.
Okay, I'll do that.
And then I gave you the invoice then for the audit.
For you, yep.
Did you have, anyone have any questions?
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Head on then.
Next up on board discussion, discuss a maintenance schedule for all equipment, daily, weekly, monthly, for date time or mileage.
You understand what this means, right?
Wait a minute. I might be calling you then.
Okay, yeah, about the QuickBooks issue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even if I have to drive down there, it's not that far.
Yeah, I mean, if you need to, we can make an appointment to come down and look it over.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Okay.
Do you want something in writing?
Just something that we can check back on Hugo's report.
Let's make a graph with each piece of equipment. Right, oil change.
Right.
Tire, whatever.
Greased.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And I think that would be easier for you too.
Sounds good, if you got a little piece of paper.
Okay.
I just hand it to the board and say, fill it out when you go look.
Well, put it up on the board.
Didn't the board used to have that service, like the grader, the PT1, 2, 3, 4, and then you, there's enough room to do the whole year on it?
Well, then, you know what, between you and I, we can make one up for him. You just, we need all of the equipment.
Right.
Does that list exist?
Yes, it should be.
I haven't looked through.
I might even have that type of paper already where I work, that I can bring back and just copy.
And then we will just, put in the equipment.
In fact, I know I have it.
But that way you don't skip something, dang, you know, forget. Just have all the guys look at it, and between the three or four of you, then enough eyeballs on it, we'll keep that equipment going, because I know you get busy and, okay. That's number two's done.
That was only discussion on there.
Yeah.
All right, so board business, vote for pickup truck to purchase this month?
Yeah, we have to get a pickup this month.
Yeah.
The money's in the budget. I'm going to send you some used trucks out of Dallas, Fort Worth area, like that one I sent you.
Whatever you guys want to do.
But we can't let another year go, well, you need it now.
I know.
Yeah.
We're using our vehicles.
Right.
Whatever you guys do.
Okay.
So what are we going to vote on, because we don't have a specific.
We don't have to vote on that, we just made it.
We've already, that's been, yeah, that's been voted and talked and.
Okay, so that's more so a discussion item then.
Well, it's on here, vote for pickup truck to purchase this month, so you just, Well, let's just vote on it, just to make it legal.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I vote that we try very hard to purchase a pickup truck this month.
I second it, okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And then discuss higher wages for the board, this was discussed last month, now it will be something that we vote on. So I move that we restore the wages to what they previously were at $400 per month.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
And motion carries. All right, anything else before we move to citizen discussion?
Use the Senex card.
Yeah.
Yeah, over the debit.
Yeah.
And do not buy from Quick Shop in Andover anymore.
Well, he was running on E, and I said,
I know, but that guy was, he was not pleasant to talk to. And it's, we got gypped out of $60.
They paid for the next guy's fuel.
Yeah. And that was a bad deal.
I didn't have really clue what was going on, but.
I understand it, and I called him and I talked to him, and he said, well, he should have canceled it. And I said, well, if, I said, the girl's the one that should have canceled it. And he said, well, it's not her responsibility. And I said, if the machine told him to go inside, it was her responsibility. But anyway, just live and learn.
Because he did go in, and she said,
correct,
I'll cancel it, blah, blah, blah.
And then it went over.
Yeah.
Like, the, all the other places won't go over whatever you pay.
It was a whole week. I didn't know what was actually going on, so.
I understand it, but.
Okay.
Citizen discussion?
Yeah, I'm here. My name's Carrie Wade. And Steve Bohannon.
Yeah.
And we live on, I think I've.
Wade.
I've spoken.
Steve Bohannon.
We live on the mile south of 47.
150th.
Between 150th and 160th.
Yeah, 160th, 47th and 55th.
I brought a map. You want to see what I'm talking about?
It belongs to Bobby Johnson's township.
No, 47th and 55th.
South.
We're on 159th, the Butler County line.
Oh, okay.
And we're actually, and I've lived there, out there 47 years in the same house.
Is it upside down? It's upside down, that's right.
Poke holes on the line.
Okay, there's county line.
Yeah, there's county line road.
Where's 47?
We're actually in, since we're on the other side, we're in Pleasant Township.
Let me get my bearings.
We would like to see about having you guys take us over.
Right here, this is 47, right here.
Okay, so you guys are in the other.
What I'm telling you.
In Sedgwick.
We are in Sedgwick.
I'd be for it if they would trade that mile one out. So you don't have to go, we would have nothing in that corner no more.
Takes care of our road, and they do a terrible job. I don't know.
We got Blazing Meadows done.
Yeah, we did do that.
If we lost mile one, okay, road manager's saying no.
That road's taken care of, though, road one, because we spent.
I know. See, all.
That's actually three.
No, six or one.
I'm talking about one.
Which one's one?
The first one, from Pawnee.
Okay, that one was, we spent a fortune on that.
Right.
Two years ago.
And all the people live on the Sedgwick County side.
Yeah.
They're just opposite. They live on the Butler County side.
We're actually.
And Sedgwick County.
I know, but we got all this money. We fixed on one, and it's in good shape. I don't want to take over yours. Yours is terrible. I drove that today, and it's.
Well, yeah. The one that we traded.
It's a trade.
We do every other mile.
Have you gone to Marvin?
Everything on that road is bad. I know. I've been there 47 years. I know what you're talking about. The problem of it is, we went to Sedgwick County to their meeting, the same as yours here, and they said, and I know you guys all fight this. You don't have the budget to do all this. But it comes to the point where we need some help from somebody. And I don't understand, you know, this whole roundabout deal that they done. They really didn't take that into, to looking at us, because what happened was when they closed all them roads off, and then you built all the roads around, and then they actually went north of us over and kind of put down some rock to make it better. Most of the people that were coming from 47th turned on our road.
Yep.
And it got some bad folks that I couldn't even see my mailbox pulling out. I was afraid to pull out. The dust was so bad.
That's the way ours is now because of SEMA.
Right.
And it's just been this way forever, and it's finally, after carrying us, she got with enough people, Butler, somebody came out and fixed our road. It wasn't sure as hell Sedgwick County. It was Butler County.
Butler County was that, they approved the engineer, the Daryl Hoods approved.
Right, and then you.
They came out and they did a base. They redid our, that mile of road with a different base. It has the clay and the rock, because they put down the treatment of calcium chloride.
chloride, yeah, and it only works 1 year.
It worked 1 year, which it was it was great because all that traffic was still coming down our road. I mean, we.
$7,000.
Yeah, that's what I was told.
For that 1 mile.
That 1 mile. And what we're after, I mean, I had to deal with Sedgwick and Butler on both sides. And I sent a petition, I had everybody sign on the road, and that's what finally got that treatment done.
Right.
Because we complained so much, and they finally decided, okay, we'll do something. What we're asking you is if you would take over maintenance on that road, because most of the people live on the Butler side of the road. We pay taxes over here, and Sedgwick County, Gypsum Township refuses. I have a letter from them refusing to do any type of other surfacing on that road. I was wanting you guys to take over the road and then eventually, hopefully, get, what's the name of the stuff that you put down?
Chip seal?
Chip seal.
Is it chip seal? Okay. I didn't even know what to call it.
And I will tell you that.
If they all put in on it.
And who initiated that work for that 47?
Farber, their township trustee's gonna have to step in and do that.
That was.
Bobby Johnson's son.
That one was in the works.
I know it's not, hey, I'd rather get rid of that other mile.
Okay.
So.
I wouldn't.
There's less people on that mile stretch than it is on ours.
Anyway, to check those.
We have more people on our road than they have on that.
Well, but that wasn't your.
160th.
I know.
That's why we weren't.
130th is all the fun that you have to go.
What they have to do is a number count.
You know, I like you.
We were doing number counts on roads to see the highest.
I don't want that road. It's a hammer of trees. There ain't nothing on that road that I even mind.
We have had people get together, like Lazy Meadows. They got together, they just had like a third of a mile or something.
You know, we used to go to their greenways.
The owners there got together and paid for the chip seal.
Two and a half miles from the greenway. I'm the fifth house south of 47.
But we can't even do that because.
I'm right at that little bitty bridge there.
Sedgwick, Gypsum refuses to have us do anything like that. I mean, they flat out refuse. They said they will not.
Rose Hill spends $1 zillion on a frickin' electric fence and concrete and all this.
That's only for the city.
Steve.
If you guys hadn't been the godsend to have us be able to take our greenways to you guys, which is awesome. Actually, your guys are better than they ever thought about being. But we just, every time we turn around, we're the ones that gets abandoned on this deal.
Okay.
They all get abandoned. You just think you're the only person. I'll abandon everybody I see, and I don't want your road.
Hey, how about the Hartman? Have you ever talked to MC?
I've talked to Hartman. I actually finally stopped. He was out mowing his ditch. I stopped and personally talked to him. And he said that he was gonna contact Jim Howell, which is the county commissioner, just for our area.
That's the direction you wanna go.
I have already contacted all those people. I've talked to Jim Howell. I've talked to, on both sides I've talked. And what I'm getting is the runaround. Well, I'm sorry, we can't do anything because that's a.
What does it cost to get a mile prepped for chip seal?
I'm saying it's almost prepped as it is now because they redid that base. It's not your typical.
That one old. That one old side's got trees. I mean, they're out in the road.
Is that down by Hartman's?
Yes.
On Hartman's side?
See, that's the Sedgwick side too.
It's just Hartman area. There's not any trees.
But they won't chip seal. You don't wanna chip seal if you don't have the roads ready.
You gotta do all those culverts.
The roads that we did, we had to go and we had the guy come and do the trees and move the ditches.
Down there on that one end.
The corner.
Doug, you can't even turn it. You know, I put a marker up and they broke it, but they had to go through a piece of concrete after they broke my marker.
That very south culvert, right at the intersection of 160th, right before you cross 160th.
Yes.
People turn and they don't make that corner with trailers.
Oh, I know, because my uncle lives, Bill Griffin lives just around the corner.
Right.
And you know what used to be worse? They used to have the concrete sides on them.
Right. Well, that would stop a lot.
I don't know how many wrecks at my bridge. I had a little gal come to my door beating on it with her head all busted open where she wouldn't pay attention and hit that concrete when it did. It probably knocked it off into the.
into the ditch.
$5,000, probably wouldn't even be that. And Hartman ought to do half of it.
You know, we're just asking, you know, and I know it's the pits.
He probably would, but gypsum will not allow any work to be done on that. They're saying, no, we don't want anything on that.
But I'll bet you, if you got.
You get Hartman to talk to.
I'll bet you, if you got him involved, I'll bet they will. And then if you guys already have a backup plan and said, hey, you guys get this road ready.
Yes, yes.
We'll pay for the chip seal and you don't have to worry about it.
Politician, businessman, arena.
In a year and a half, the county had plans to, from the roundabout to 63rd to expand it.
And that was my, I was gonna tell you about that.
So where's the traffic gonna go?
They're gonna go down our road.
Also, the low water bridge is pushed for back to May of next year.
They're gonna.
So you're gonna have. Bird Creek closed, Roselle Road closed, sometime they're overlapping. So where's the traffic gonna go?
They're.
We have over eight.
What to 63rd? 63rd to.
To the roundabout.
Roundabout. Yeah, Dan Mazzasco told me that.
So where's the traffic going?
Wait, the roundabout's 63rd and what?
From 63rd, from Dollar Store.
To the roundabout.
To the roundabout.
They have funding, Butler has funding to.
Oh.
To start in a year and a half.
Yes, Dan told me that.
Okay, Prairie Creek will, if they start in May, it'll be closed clear till the end of 25.
Oh.
Are you serious?
Well, it's gonna take them a year to build the bridge.
I like living on a dead end bridge.
In May through the winter, they're not working, the next summer of 25. There's gonna be problems with traffic.
We have over, right now, without forcing traffic our way on the construction stuff, I have counts of cars that come down my road and we have over 80 cars a day. Sometime up to 120 cars. Because they use our road as a thoroughfare instead of going down, you know, deal with traffic. We have people flying through there at 65 miles per hour. And the dust, like Steve says, it's unbearable. You can't even, I mean, you step out our front yard.
I have cameras, you know, outside cameras.
Yeah, it's just terrible.
At night, it's almost like it's snowing, the dust is so bad. And I know we all live on dirt roads.
Right.
I mean, I would feel like I won the lottery if I could get that chipped and sealed because I have lived on that for 47 years. I can't get a car to the damn road that isn't dirty before I get it there.
You know, maybe they would keep half Roselle Road open during that construction.
God damn it.
He said they're not going to.
Who knows?
It ain't the trees.
Dan said they're not going to.
It's all the culverts.
Oh, they're gonna close it.
That bridge is, because you don't think I haven't looked at that.
Steve, do you?
I don't, because I.
I'm just here to get some, I mean, I'm so frustrated, I've been dealing with them ever since they put the roundabout in. And gypsum has no clue on how to grade the road. And when it's dry out, it just creates 10 times more dust.
Right.
And the holes are back that same day. So, I mean, whatever you guys can suggest and help us out, I mean, because we pay taxes on, I mean, we pay taxes to you, but we don't get any benefit out of it.
Do you know people over at gypsum that you could put some pressure on?
I know Barber's the trustee.
Yes, Greg Barber.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, the auctioneer. And Bobby Johnson's son took over the great roadworks, so, but I don't know what I can do about it.
Well, at the very least, we should let them know that this came up at our meeting and ask them to do right.
If you can influence Hartman to speak up for you.
I think that's your best bet.
Well, like I said, he just said, he wouldn't give me his personal information, I mean, he wouldn't give me his phone number or anything, so I don't have a direct line.
You can automatically get that.
To him.
You've got to get it, the county's got to give them out.
Phone numbers?
Yeah, as much as he spent on trying to get elected, he could concrete on our damn road by this time.
Well, he did his.
No offense.
I mean, his other drive.
Well, I mean, he said he's all for it, it would only improve his. But he did say that he did, several years ago, he approached Sedgwick County to try to get our road paved. But he did not get anywhere. Nothing. So, I mean, I'm frustrated and I don't know where else to go. It's unacceptable how gypsum's taking care of our road. They're just not doing a proper job. And they're to the point to where they're just really telling me to go take a flying leap. They're not gonna do nothing. They're gonna maintain the road the way they've been maintaining it. And we're just, stuck with it.
Can't just grade over potholes.
And derelicts, none of them can put pressure on gypsum.
No, you know what they tell me? That's their own, each township is their own thing.
Entity.
We have nothing to say what townships do, and I'm like, yeah, I've gotten a run, you could not believe the runaround that I've gotten. Butler says we can't do anything, Sedgwick, I just hit a brick wall. I've talked to the county engineer over at Sedgwick County, I call him once a month to try to figure out what we can do. Again, he goes, okay, well, I'll talk to the engineer, I'll bring it up at the next meeting, but then I don't get anywhere with him, so.
Call Cake on your side.
Well, that's a thought.
Town square, whichever, you know, all three of them have a, don't they have a call me?
Yeah, they do. Well, and legally, the road is owed by, is owned half Sedgwick and half Butler, because it is a county line road. So, and I even brought up, I said, well, okay, why don't you counties get together and do something about it, because legally, you guys own the road. Township was just years ago when you guys, okay, well, this township agrees to take care of this side, this mile of road, this township will take care of this mile of road. And it's just, I'm just.
It was there.
Hey, Hartman, when you, on your own land, on the map, you push on his name and it will not give you any information.
Really?
Yeah.
Nope, no information, he's got it all.
He's got that locked up somehow.
Well, when I, down there in Sumner County, we have to give our.
Right.
Phone number out for all, well, trustee, I'm trustee down there.
Mm-hmm.
So, we have to put all ours out, I don't know what this Butler County or Sedgwick County does.
So you're not willing to take over the road?
We can't do it, it's not our road.
Just think of the price tag it's gonna cost us. If we chip seal that one, all the corners.
Well, how much did it cost to do the north, I mean, you guys worked on that, you have to do quite a bit on that road too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could.
That one was a lot, because that had a lot of culverts.
Yeah.
A lot of culverts.
Trees and stuff.
Well, then you got that bridge there.
We had two, yeah.
See that place right there?
Yes.
That should be a county.
Well, actually, they're not big at the one of 55.
Does it show you?
No, well, actually, oh, yeah, but up there towards your place.
Well, my creek runs through that bridge.
Well, it's not giving it up.
That's where I live, is at the bridge.
That should be a county replacement project.
It might be exit for me.
But actually, that's probably, in Sumner County, they gotta be such a big, they're called culvert, the township's gotta take care of it.
Yeah.
Well, you should see the pothole that's there now.
Oh, boy, do I see it, I drove through it today.
It's terrible, it's just like terrible.
Interesting.
Yeah, I gotta go back to Hartman now, see if I can.
You know, one year, during the winter, I seen a guy in a little car.
I guess that's all I had, I mean, I had a few, I just.
By so fast.
I know.
What is the material that you use?
Out of his car.
I want to get that information for, because I'm gonna go to gypsum again, and if I have all the information of what you used, how much it cost, who did the work.
Well, Butler County does the chip seal itself.
Okay.
We prep the roads.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yes, we do all the prepping, the trees, the culverts, and get the road, they have to come out and say, okay, it looks good now.
Well, if you guys done the prepping, did you do the prepping when they done, you done a great job, that was the best our road had been in years.
So the prep work, you guys did the prep work?
No, but.
For all of our chip seal roads, yes.
Butler County did.
You're talking about what we did, the chip.
The chip seal roads we did.
Road, yeah.
I'm talking about when the roundabout was going about.
Oh, no.
Butler County did that.
Butler County.
Yeah, Butler.
Oh, they did, Butler did that too.
Okay, so.
And they had probably.
Yeah.
And what was the material?
Oh, I know, it was quite a problem.
They go over it twice, what is the, it's a rock, what is that rock stuff?
Is that Moline rock, did you say, Steve, it was?
Well.
For when they chip seal.
Oh, chaff.
Chaff.
Chaff, yeah, it's chaff.
And then they oil and they do that twice.
Okay, and what was the longevity, you said 10 years, is that what the longevity is?
No, 6 years.
And then you patch potholes and.
Redo it again.
Reseal.
Reseal it, which we did that last year, we went over some of the roads that we had done.
So the answer, you guys are not interested in taking over?
We can't do it. It's not our road, though. That's why we can't.
But you say to even get it prepared, it has, they'd have to do ditches and culverts and everything.
And trees.
Because if you don't, then you're gonna have to come back and tear up your chips, chip seal.
Right, and that's why Gypsum's saying we don't want to, because they don't want to prep the road in order to do a good job for that. And that's what I told them. I said, you have to prep.
Okay, then ask them if they would prep the road if you could get the residents to pay for it, because that's probably your best bet.
Right.
And I'm not against that.
No, but I mean, I don't think anybody that lives on a dirt road wouldn't mind putting in $5,000.
Yeah.
But with as many people as you have and that whole neighborhood.
$2,000 a piece or something.
And Hartman?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hartman.
I think you would do it.
I'll write you the check tonight.
Well, Craig did his mile.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if it, can you guys, the township, help me as far as contacting like Dan or?
That's Butler County, though. Oh, you mean for the chip seal part?
Yes, for the chip seal part and also to, yeah, I guess.
Well, that would be Daryl.
Yeah, or no, not even Daryl, who's Mike Kraft and.
Yeah, but they work for, don't they work for Daryl?
Everybody works for Daryl.
Yeah.
Daryl won't say nothing, he'll say.
Talk to Mike, yeah.
Yeah.
He will.
But he's got to probably okay it.
And you said something about the bridge, that should be maybe a county?
Well, that's, I'm just saying that bridge probably would need to be a concrete bridge like you did north of 47th.
Right.
That would be a county project.
Yeah.
I don't know. That would be up to the engineer to decide whether the culvert would work or whether it would need to be a concrete bridge.
Do you have any suggestion on how I can deal with Butler and Sedgwick County as far as trying to get them to work together?
Well, I think you're gonna have to push it by Sedgwick first and get them to okay if we the citizens pay for this chip seal, will you get the road ready for us?
Okay.
So you probably have to go that way first and then talk to Butler County, because Butler County chip seals every fall.
Okay.
So it has to be, the road would have to be ready by August.
By fall.
July, August.
And what about the road that's going to be, they're gonna force the traffic because of the road work?
What if they just did a half mile of it?
Yeah, what if you just do a half a mile? Not the full mile all the way down.
I don't want to drag this meeting out any longer, but that's something to think about.
Yeah, anything that.
See, I don't know who did the bridge. I think Butler County did the bridge because it's ours on that one. I don't think Sedgwick had anything to do with it, did they?
No, that was all Butler County. Our road. So Sedgwick would have to do theirs.
So, yeah.
If I was to call on you, if I could talk to Dan, Dan and Daryl, and force and try to get them to help me out, because the traffic that's going to be forced down our road.
Now you're talking.
Due to road work.
Yeah.
Now you'll get something done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Meeting adjourned.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, guys, for hearing.